proclamation number 6674 dated the October 22, 1956. Mysterious appearances, flying discs. Bear in mind that you live in the last days. Hence you should not be surprised that my adversary will use every means to prevent you humans from returning to me. And thus he causes great confusion by trying to lead people's thoughts astray, by doing his utmost to suppress the spreading of truth, by igniting deceptive lights wherever possible and spreading darkness so that the paths leading to me and the light may not be found. You, who have put yourselves under my banner, cannot deny that this is the end time. Admittedly, my adversary's followers disagree, thus due to their attitude they belong to him already, and his efforts to darken their spirit are not aimed at them. But he tries to hold on to those he fears to lose, and those he has lost already he tries to regain, and he will do anything to achieve both. He misleads them under the cloak of being like-minded, and thereby only tries to achieve that they distance themselves from the pure truth and accept his error disguised as truth, thus to spread darkness across the light of truth. During the last days you have to take his increased influence into account, and thus you have to be on your guard and not allow yourselves to be taken in by his deceptive lights. This is all I have to say about peculiar appearances to which you humans pay too much attention, which throw you into confusion and make you question, doubt and argue, which remain unsolved mysterious phenomena to you. Do you really believe that I need such things to reveal myself to you? I will truly use every opportunity to reveal myself to you humans, but then I will use a human vessel into which I can pour my spirit. Then I myself and my beings of light will speak through this vessel to people directly, and whatever I say to them will only ever be a serious admonition to let go of the world and to shape themselves to love, in order to then guide a loving heart into truth, into my eternal plan of salvation, in order to impart the correct knowledge to him. A true child of his heavenly Father will be satisfied with what his Father says to him, and only ever wants to fulfill his will. Then it will achieve beatitude. Why do you long to make contacts in order to gain knowledge which is irrelevant to achieving this blissful state? Every such desire is my adversary's suggestion, and you readily place yourselves at his disposal as soon as you carry out such wishes, as soon as you call upon forces in the universe without knowing which master they serve. Take the simple path. Unite yourselves with me through love and ask me for an explanation, and it will be given to you. But do not speak to unknown beings, for my adversary works with cunning and trickery. He will not even shy away from uttering the name of Jesus, since he will use every means in the last days. This is why I warned you of the time when false Christs and false prophets will cause trouble. Then you have to be on your guard. Never forget that you live in the last days, that people themselves will indeed carry out the final destruction on behalf of my adversary, but that in my eternal plan of salvation, based on this very human will, the end of the earthly period is taken into account. Never forget that I have constantly proclaimed this end through seers and prophets and that it will now take place as surely as one day follows another. And my adversary wants to portray this certain end as unbelievable. He wants to deceive you by persuading you through his messengers that it can be stopped, that the earth can be protected from this destruction, and thus wants to awaken the belief in you that God's messengers are working to prevent this destruction. Everything takes its course in accordance with the eternal plan. You humans should only strive for maturity of soul, and you can only attain this through love, through living in accordance with my will, through heartfelt contact with me. Then you will live in the light and pay no more attention to deceptive lights. Amen.